Good morning to everyone. And I greet you from my room where I have been recording these homilies, assuring you of my prayers and sacrifices for your well-being and safety. And I also invite you to pray for VECO and the personnel they have as they go through or make good their promise of 100% lighting or electrification or re-energizing of their constituents. I imagine the pressure and the nerves that may be involved. So we need to pray for one another, especially those who are working hard on this. And let's read the gospel for today, hailing from St. Mark's fourth chapter, where we have Jesus said to the crowd, or where we have Jesus saying to the crowd, "Would you bring in a lamp to put it under a tub or under the bed? Surely you will put it on the lampstand, for there is nothing hidden, but it must be disclosed. Nothing kept secret except to be brought to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him listen to this." Well, our Lord's parable of the sower and the seed yesterday should remind us of having good dispositions. And good dispositions to listening to the Word of God is not simply being passive, but active. Active in the sense of actively wanting to listen. And if one doesn't understand, well, just like the apostles, they asked our Lord to explain it to them. That's part of being open, right? But in here, we have the figure, the image of the lamp now. A lamp is what you light up so that at night or in places that are dark, you may be able to see your way or to look for a certain object or just to have as a security measure in a way of saying to outsiders with plans that are close to stealing or burgling the house that there are people there because there is a light on. Because the purpose of putting a lamp is to shed light. Light to one's surroundings. It is absurd to put it under a tub or under the bed unless there is another purpose for that lamp. In any case, our Lord concludes that there is nothing hidden, but it must be disclosed. Nothing kept secret except to be brought to light. First the light, and then something hidden that will be disclosed. You see, our Lord Jesus Christ is the light. He is usually referred to as light. That's why in churches we have candles, we have lamps. I recall now the usual vigil lamps, which are lit when the Blessed Sacrament is present in the tabernacle. So it indicates to people, even if they're so far away, at the church entrance, for example, in a long church, that our Lord is there, truly, really, and substantially present in or under the appearance of bread there in the tabernacle. So our Lord, when he came here, he was supposed to, and he is shedding light to guide us to where our path should lead. He sheds the light to show that we can see farther, so we know we're going in the right direction. He shows us the light so that we are able to see better what is in our conscience. So the enumeration, for example, of the Ten Commandments, or you read a treatise about a moral issue made by the bishop of the place, well, that's supposed to shed light so that we are more sure about how to proceed. Opposite to this is to sow confusion. There is lack of clarity. And people will just be more confused, and therefore behavior will not be proper because it is based, or such behavior is based on confused knowledge. But our Lord also is maybe alluding to something else, you know, because with God, there is nothing hidden. His light penetrates all obstacles. I mean, you can put up a poker face, but he reads right through you. Maybe Superman has his supervision, but a vision that penetrates everything, you know, the X-ray vision and so forth. But when you use lead, well, the lead will shield whatever is hidden from his vision. But with regard to God, there is no such lead. There is no such thing. Nothing is inscrutable to him. Everything lies open to him. So is it useful to keep secrets from him? No. Although some people do. They don't want to expose their sins to his gaze, to his mercy, to his forgiveness. We hide ourselves under a pretext, a vice, laziness, pride. We give in to our wayward passions. And we don't want to be like a patient willing to go to the doctor, like a dermatologist. You know, if you have some skin problem somewhere in the body, well, that dermatologist would have to shine a light on that part of the body, even though it's a shameful part, to be able to see and therefore to cure it. If he doesn't see, well, it's kind of hard, right? Doctors are not veterinarians. Vets cannot talk to their patients and their patients tell them what's wrong with them. So let's not keep secrets from the Lord, especially our sins. We may like to hide them from other people, but from God, no. Let's, in fact, offer them to God. Let God's light shine on those sins, so we're able to extirpate them. And the Lord also said to them, take notice of what you are hearing. The amount you measure out is the amount you will be given, and more besides. For the man who has will be given more. From the man who has not, even what he has will be taken away. What have we been given by God? Well, we have been given gifts, our life, our talents, our aptitudes, and so forth. So, if we look at them and assess them, we may do so selfishly. You know, like we limit the use of our talent to be helpful. But we limit it. We just limit it to some people. I don't want to help those I don't like, right? Or I'm envious with, so I don't want to be helpful to them. Right? We limit. Huh? So our Lord will remove that talent more and more. You'll be surprised. Just like with the muscles, we have to exercise the muscles. Otherwise, they would atrophy. They would become worse. I mean, they will be less usable. They become stiff and painful when you stretch them because you haven't used them. So we will be losing. So we have to use our muscles. We have to use our talents and to use them for what God had in mind for them when He gave them to us. And in this enigmatic expression of the Lord, the amount you measure out is the amount you will be given, and more besides. Yeah, this has struck me many times in the years past. It seems that when you're given an amount of work to do, assignments, pastoral activities, and you do it and you do them well, and then you are given even more. God sends more penitence. God sends more problems. to continue making us forget ourselves and to be more of service because God wants it. We don't work because we are satisfied with ourselves. No, we are here to serve God and the others. And if the work is too much, then we tell our Lord about it and we do our best. If He still wants us to work at that thing and those people, well, we continue doing our best. Because when we limit, for example, our clients for confession, you know, you don't inform the penitents about availability of time, well, penitents will stop coming. Will stop coming to see you. Anyway, that's all for today. For us to appreciate the gospel that we hear, we will listen to in the Mass today. Thank you for listening. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain forever. Amen. Ciao!